The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. College Place Hawks take to the diamond for exciting softball action. And now here's the voice of Hawks softball, Brent Powers, on Walla Walla's KGDC2.
Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. After about a 20-minute break, we are back as the Lady Hawks are playing in the third place game. This is the Consolation Championship. As Lady Hawks started the tournament yesterday, first thing, playing Elma and losing in a pitcher's duel, 2-1. Elma getting ahead in the top of the fifth. We then score in the bottom of the sixth, but then we gave up the go-ahead run in the top of the seventh and unable to push it back. And we end up having Elma toss us into the consolation bracket, whereby we then proceeded to beat up on Royal fairly handily, the tune of 4-0, and then we really beat up on Cedar Park Christian just earlier this afternoon to the tune of 15-3. If we get the time, we will talk about exactly how we were able to pull that off and what that looked like. But we end up meeting in this third-place game Elma again. Again, they beat us 2-1, then they proceeded to lose to Montesano getting into the consolation round. Then they beat Seattle Christian earlier today, 10-4. So the winner of this game ends up finishing in third place, and the Hawks would love nothing better than a little vengeance after that 2-1 game first thing yesterday. And our pitching is going to be ride or die with Anna Ortega, who is well past 40 strikeouts so far in this tournament. And we are getting ready for first pitch here. And it is going to be, I'm going to have to make up lineups as we move along. And we are going to start with, beg your pardon while I try and get this up. There we are. There we are. Nope. Come on, phone. Give me what I want. There we go. Okay. And Elma Eagles, we're going to start off with Raylan Weld, who is listed as a catcher. Although we're delaying a little bit before first pitch, so let's go ahead and briefly talk about that victory over Cedar Park Christian. Cedar Park opened up with a leadoff home run by Shelby Southard, their first baseman. And that held until the third inning when we proceeded to send 12 men to the plate and get six runs and end up running away 15-3. Again, as mentioned, number five is going to sit in, and it will be Anna Ortega, as mentioned. And this is, yep, Raylan Well, the catcher. Her first pitch is low, 1-0. The 1-0 pitch on the way, swing, and a foul out of play down the left side. 1-1. Battery of Anna Ortega and Addie Svilich. Been in place also throughout this tournament. As Weld now steps in for the 1-1 pitch. And here comes Ortega with the delivery, a bowler. That ends up getting past Village for a 2-1 count. On deck is going to be an outfielder in Caroline Cole. Ortega's 2-1 pitch on the way, swing and line, oh, just passed just past second, and it's going to end up being cut off by Audrey Shield in right field, and Weld is kept to a sharply hit single. And Elma was not hitting any long balls, but they were getting some strong contact on us yesterday, and Weld does the same thing to us to start today. Cole, a sophomore, steps in from the right side of the plate. First pitch is going to be a bowler, and Well decides to stay at first as Svilich keeps it right before her, 1-0. Ortega, toe on the rotor, getting ready for the 1-0 pitch, and she wheels it in. It's going to be a little bit low, 2-0. Get a feel for where this umpire is going to be. He's definitely not giving the low pitch, which is what we've seen early on thus far. Ortega struggled a bit early with Cedar Park Christian, but then settled in later on. The 2-0 pitch is going to be bunted, and we end up getting a diving effort that ends up getting missed. And so we're going to credit that as a bunt single by Cole. So Dinkin early on. And that'll bring up Ashenweld Jr. with Aubrey Simmons, a listed shortstop, to follow. The 0-1 pitch is lined down the left field line. Foul. I'm telling you, she turned on that, but instead we just end up with a very loud strike. So the 0-1 pitch on the way. Fastball. This is the umpire. He's got a very, very slow strike call. I was going to say, that should look like a strike, and I didn't hear anything. But finally, he lifts his right wrist. 0-2. So 0-2 pitch now to Ashenwell with men on first and second. Swing and a foul straight back out of play. Anna Ortega, ride or die out there on the pitcher's rubber. Smoking through Royal, struggled a bit with Cedar Perk, but then settled down and getting early runners here against the Elma Eagles for the second time. Swing and a ripped foul down the third base line, and Ashton Weld turning on those pitches. Getting good barrel on them. But still, just another loud strike, 0-2. So Ortega now looking in again for the 0-2 pitch. Bowls it in there, 1-2. And well, not fooled by that. Those low pitches she's going to lay off of. 1-2. Now looking in, and the 1-2 pitch. Swing and popped into center field. And Grayson Ton's going to settle underneath it and holds the runner at second. So Austin Well, though, getting some good foul contact, just ends up flying out to center. And that will bring up the shortstop, Simmons. Aubrey Simmons, the junior, batting right-handed. One down, two men on, top of the first. And it's going to be a bunt, and it's a beauty down the third baseline. Fielded by the third baseman, overthrows first, and we're going to get a run scored. Raylan Weld is going to score on the error. We're going to call that an E5. Aubrey Simmons reaches on an E5. And Raylan Weld will score here in the top of the first, making it 1-0 Elma. And this will bring up number 4, Kenna Monroe. And she looks to square up to bunt with men on second and third. And the pitch gets past Svilich. And the umpire interfered with Svilich getting the ball, and he's not going to say anything. As Cole will end up scoring on a wild pitch. So we have two runs in, one on an error and one on a wild pitch. And now the coach is wanting to, okay. So the coach is checking on Anna Ortega, and Ortega suddenly doubling over in pain. Now, one of the things to keep in mind with Ortega is she ended up getting drilled in the right rib cage in that Cedar Park Christian game, and she was doubled over in pain for a bit, and makes you wonder if something's bugging her, but she's now waving coach off, and coach is heading back to the dugout. Two runs in already here in the first on an error, though, on a wild pitch. Wild pitch would probably be scored as an earned run. And Kenna Monroe to the plate. One down here. And a man on third. And Monroe squares up to bunt. Now pulls it back. Pitch is going to be high. 1-0. Monroe looking to the bench for some signal. Now Ortega in for the 0-1 pitch. Fastball outside. Oh, 2-0. Ortega. Monroe squaring to bunt. Now pulls back. Now does bunt. And it is a beauty. Straight up the front. And it's going to be third to first. And Monroe ends up beating it out on what amounts to an infield single, and she will get an RBI, and now it is 3-0, Elma. Two singles, a wild pitch, and an E5, and then another single. So three runs on three hits, and then a wild pitch and an error. And now we're getting yet another mound visit, and I wonder if that means that Anna Ortega is going to be done. Are we going to be seeing Rio Hayes take over? Yep, we are. We're signaling for Rio Hayes to come out of left field. So Anna Ortega, after pitching three full games and then one out of the fourth, is finally going to be pulled from the mound, and Rio Hayes is going to take over for her. So Ortega will be credited with a .1 inning, and she'll give up three hits and three runs, called two earned. And she finally is going to give Hayes a chance then to take over. So while Hayes is taking her warm-up pitches, we're going to take this break as we're one out into the top of the first, and College Place trailing Elma 3-0 here in the consolation final. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Playoff Softball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all, from your large diesel 4x4s to your high-performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So Anna Ortega ended up getting pegged. Let's see, where was that? That, I believe, was in the third inning against Cedar Park Christian, as Hayes' first pitch is going to be bounced to short, and they're going to go to second for one. Throw to first is not in time, so Bednarik ends up grounding into a 6-4 fielder's choice. So two down, and that'll bring up number six. This is Sophie Jones. And Hayes' first pitch is a little bit outside. 1-0. So I've been wondering if Ortega getting hit in that rib cage would have it stiffen up during the break, and it seems that that is the case as Jones takes strike one. This umpire really deliberate with his strike calls as Hayes with a little bit of off speed there coasts over making it 1-1. The 0-1 pitch is going to be chopped to short. It is a slow roller and ends up getting past Carly Ray. And so Bednarik will coast into second and credit Jones with reaching on an E6. So we've got a wild pitch and two errors as well as four hits already. And that will bring up number 14, Chloe Donai. Donai. Never did get pronunciations for this. As Donai, as I seem to recall, yesterday afternoon went 0 for 4. And the umpires, chief umpire conferring with the Element bench, just making sure we've gotten rotations out correctly, I guess. And so Donai batting left will step in against Rio Hayes. And I don't think we have Anna Ortega in left field. So Hayes, leaning back, now deals off speed, a little bit. Nope, there's that strike. He is so deliberate with that. 0-1. I was going to say it looked like a strike. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fastball, swing and a miss. Hayes blowing it right past Donai and quickly up 0-2. Two down, three in here in the top of the first. We got two men on. The 0-2 pitch, strike three called, and Rio Hayes puts an end to things, but not before Elma strikes first. Three runs on one, two, three, four hits. Two errors and two men left, and we go to the bottom of the first with Elma leading College Place 3-0. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Softball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So Ashlyn Weld, the pitcher, pitching to her sister, turns and faces Grayson Tan to start, and she's got that Ichiro approach to the plate and quickly makes a loud foul down the left field line, 0-1. Grayson Tan, four ribbies against Cedar Park Christian, coming up clutch twice in the third inning and the sixth. Tan looking. And Raylan Weld ends up bowling it into her sister. 1-1. That was a two bouncer right there. Grayson with that bat on her shoulder. Now she pulls it up and the 1-1 pitch on the way. That's also a bowler. Another two bouncer. 2-1. So Raylan Weld, at least early, having a little bit of trouble with the strike zone, going too low. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a foul straight back. Two and two. 3-0 Elma as they got their base hits. They got their base knocks in the first inning. Two and two. That's another bowler. Another two bouncer making it 3-2. And getting on base by base on balls. Nothing wrong with that. Fell behind Cedar Park Christian and fall behind Elma. The 3-2 pitch. Oh, swing and a miss at ball four. Painful. Grayson Taunt strikes out swinging, and that'll bring up Charlie Amick. And Charlie looking for her first base knock of this tournament. She's gone 0-for so far. Carly Ray on deck with a soiled uniform. She spent some time in the dirt against Cedar Park Christian. And the opening pitch to Charlie is bowled in there, 1-0. I think I might be advising folks just to lay off until Raylan Well can show she can consistently throw strikes. She's been consistently low, 1-0. That pitch, I had to wait for the signal because it could have been a strike, but it ends up being 2-0. Again, this ref is consistent, but he's extremely deliberate with calling his strikes. Here's a 2-0 pitch to Charlie. That should be a strike. No, 3-0. Yeah, so that's the way to do it. Wait for Raylan Weld to throw strikes. And right now, she ain't doing it. That one is a strike. That's a fastball right down pipe. 3-1. And Charlie Wright to lay off of that. Got to wait for Raylan to throw strikes. See if you can get on base. Leadoff man, always an advantage. That one, that pitch, the 3-1 pitch is going to be skied down the left field line, foul. Stays in the field, but she got in front of that one, Charlie. That's Ashlyn Weld that's pitching. My apologies. Ashlyn is pitching and Raylan is catching. So Ashlyn Weld with a full count pitch. Swing and a miss. Nope. Yeah, she did. They're going to say she offered. So second strikeout for Ashlyn Weld. That'll bring up Carly Ray. And college play side coach is asking for clarification. Was that a called strike or was it a swinging strike? So Carly will step up, having hit a home run to get our scoring off in that third inning. And she swings at the first offering and chops it at the plate, 0-1. On the shortstop. She's had a good tournament. She might not have had four ribbies, but I think she had two in the last game, and that home run definitely got things going. Swing and a foul straight back. Just barely got the end of the bat on that one. 0-2. And they decide this ball is now faulty, and they're going to go with a new one. So the redhead will step in. And Ashton Well now will toe the rubber. And the 0-2 pitch on the way. Oh, strike three called. Punched her out looking. And the Lady Hawks go down 1-2-3. Struck out the side, did Ashton Well. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left after one inning of play. Elma 3, College Place 0. We'll be back with a second. You're listening to College Place Championship Softball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Owning an animal can be a rewarding investment for your family. Whether it's riding a horse, petting your cat, or just seeing that welcome wag of a tail at the end of the day, animals enrich our lives. Responsible owners enrich animals' lives, too. Timely vaccinations, proper health care, sound nutrition, controlling pet overpopulation, and a safe environment are just a few of the things we can do for our pets. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Rio Hayes will face Jordan Trudell, who offers at the first pitch for strike one. Raylan Weld and Caroline Cole to lead off the second. Trudell hitless against us yesterday. The 0-1 pitch, swing, and a chopper to second. And Charlie Amick fields it flawlessly, feeds to Peyton Moore, one down. 4-3. Here comes Raylan Well, who singled on the first pitch she saw to get the festivities off. She also scored on an E5. First pitch is going to be a high ball, 1-0. Strike signal is difficult to tell from this umpire. He takes his time with things. The 1-0 pitch inside, 2-0. So the 2-0 pitch now to Raylan Wells is going to be a little bit low, 3-0. And Hayes steps back out of the circle for a bit. Now she'll toe the rubber. Swings around and deals 3-0. High ball four. Four-pitch walk to Raylan Weld. And Weld's on base for the second time. That'll bring up Caroline Cole. She singled, advanced on a wild pitch, and then scored on an E5. First pitch is way high, 1-0, and Hayes having a little bit of trouble finding the strike zone. She got the two outs in the top of the first fairly well, but she struggled a bit here in the second. Hayes leaning back, now fires. That's going to be outside. 2-0, and right now there's a bubble around the strike zone for Rio Hayes. Now stepping in, Rio toes rubber, leans back, fires 2-0, and that ends up hitting Caroline Cole. So now you have men on first and second, and that'll bring up Ashenweld, the pitcher, who flew out to center field in the first. That was the one out that Anna Ortega was able to achieve. So Weld looking in against Hayes. Hayes delivers. That's high. Ball one. That's nine straight balls from Rio Hayes. Sorry, eight straight balls, because we also had to hit by pitch. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That gets bowled in. Svilich is able to stop it and keeping the runners at first and second. 2-0. Hayes now looking, leaning, delivering 2-0. Fastball low and outside, 3-0. Keeps walking then off what would be the mound, like tucking to herself. Now she leans, comes back and deals 3-0. That's going to end up being low, and we got another walk, and now the base is juiced. We got problems. Big trouble in River City as Aubrey Simmons will come up. She reached on an E5. It's a ground ball to the second baseman, and not the second baseman, rather. Third baseman ended up getting booted and then thrown late to first. And so we're going to have a mound conference to try and calm Rio Hayes down, as Hayes hasn't thrown a strike yet this inning. Four-pitch walk to Raylan Weld. Hit Caroline Cole on a 2-0 pitch. Four-pitch walk then to Ashton Weld. And now we've got Aubrey Simmons up there. So wildness has loaded the bases. So Rio stands back and deals. Fastball, a little bit high, 1-0. And Hayes kind of, she's looking some daggers towards home plate after that pitch. She felt she deserved that one. Now the 1-0 pitch on the way to Simmons. That gets bowled in, 2-0. Anna Ortega down, I believe, due to stiffness. from being hit by the pitch during the Cedar Park Christian game. Simmons turns on that strike and rips it foul off the Keijing, just south of the College Place dugout. 2-1. Problem is that was a strike, and they got good barrel on it. But it was a strike. That makes it 2-1 to Simmons. Hayes leans back. That also turns on. That rips it down the left field line. That was just a standard variety grounder, though. That evens the count at 2-2. So Hayes now seeing she's getting in the zone. Let's see if she can deliver 2-2, then bowls that in. Fills the count at 3-2, and there's no place to put Simmons. You hate to walk in run four. Hayes leans back, delivers, and that's going to be a walk. And Simmons will get a base on balls and an RBI. And that'll make it 4-0. That'll bring up Kenna Monroe. She singled in the first run of the game in the first inning and ended up being eliminated on a 6-4 fielder's choice. Hayes with the bases juiced and one out. Delivers. Village does actually manage to frame it as a strike. That umpire is so deliberate with his strike calls. 0-1 to Monroe. Hayes leans back, 0-2 gets bowled, or 0-1 rather gets bowled in. That makes it 1-1. Hayes stepping back in, swinging right, now toes rubber, leans back. The 1-1 pitch again is going to be bowled in, making it 2-1. Indicator says 1-1. Did I miss something? I'm calling this the 2-1 pitch. That's going to be thrown to third, and can't end up going home with it. Ends up the third baseman, Abe Long, ends up going to Peyton Moore for the put out. So Kenna Moore grounds out 5-3 fielder's choice, but she also will get an RBI. Making it now 5-0 Alabama. So Hayes, first pitch to Lindsay Bednarik, gets chopped past shortstop. That will score a yet another run. So Bednarik, who got on base with a 6-4 fielder's choice and then later scored, now gets a ribby base knock, and it is 7-0 Elma. They've put in three runs, however, only on one base hit, as Hayes ended up juicing the bases, and in an attempt to get the play home, Bednarik ended up on second. So now we've got Sophie Jones up there who reached on an E6, and Hayes' first pitch is way high. It's going to haul Spillage out of her crouch. Seven nothing Alma. Hayes. 1-0. Phillips tries to frame it as a strike, and the umpire isn't having any. That makes it 2-0. It was an off-speed pitch that was just a little bit too low. Two down, three in here in the second. Hayes' 2-1 offering is foul down the right field line, out of play. 2-2. Excuse me, 2-1. 2-1 pitch on the way to Jones. Popped up and out of play. It's going to end up going out behind us. It evens things out at 2-2. And the umpire is saying, now we're out of softballs, so we're going to need a new supply. 2-2 to Sophie Jones. Hayes, first pitch fouled straight back. I hadn't been for the backstop. My reflexes were better. I had a shot at that ball. Reflexes when you get to my age, you think I'm going to tell you on air? There's no way I'd have caught that thing. Jones with a 2-2. Just outside 3-2. But because Hayes has been wild, you can't really expect the close calls. So 3-2 now to Jones. Here she comes. Swinging a grounder to third. Fielded to, and thrown to first. And that will put an end to the inning, but not before we end up getting some more damage. Three runs on only one hit. And one man is left. And we go to the bottom of the second inning. Elma leads College Place 7-0. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Softball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Aubrey Shield, Anna Ortega, and Rio Hayes set to face Ashlyn Weld. And Weld's first offering to Shield is just outside, 1-0. Now the 1-0 pitch on the way to Shield. That is skied in the left field. Center field is going to end up calling it off and puts it away. That was number four with the put up. So Shield flies up to center. One down here in the second. That'll bring up Ortega. Ortega. Yeah, is that right? Yeah, Ortega ended up going 2-for-3, man, getting hit by a pitch. Takes the first pitch from Weld low, 1-0. And Weld hasn't exactly been a paragon of precision either. She's put down quite a few low pitches, but Lady Hawk's been swinging through them. She struck out the side. That pitch is an outside strike, 1-1. Check that 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch on the way to Ortega bounces home. Bowler's strike. Bowler's strike. Bowler's pitch. 3-1. Okay, yeah, they had it right. It's 2-1. All right, now the 2-1 pitch on the way. Thank you. That is going to be tapped right back to the pitcher who still double clutches and then manages to throw to first in time to get Ortega. She knocked the pitch down, grabbed it, missed it, grabbed it again, and still had time to get Ortega down first. That'll bring up Rio Hayes. Hayes was 3-for-4 with two RBIs against Cedar Park Christian. Coming in on the right side. First pitch is going to go underneath the catcher, her sister. 1-0. Hayes hunkering on the right side. Now waits for the 1-0, and she's going to pop that up on the infield. First baseman is calling for it, and she puts it away. And we're kind of going down meekly here against Elma. Second inning in a row, three up, three down. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. You go to the top of the third. Elma 7, College Place nothing. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Playoff Softball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Rio Hayes to be facing Chloe Donne, Jordan Trudell, and Raylan Weld here in the top of the third. Donne struck out to end the first inning. And then three run first. Four runs on one hit there in the second. And the first pitch goes to the backstop, 1-0. Donne batting left-handed, waits for Rio's pitch, and off speed. Sinks right in there, 1-1. That was a nice pitch. Fastball delivery, change up movement. The 1-1. Here she comes. That's a swing and a miss. Suddenly Rio up 1-2. Hayes, let's see if she can get a little consistency down here now. Up 1-2, delivers 1-2, swing and a grounder right to first. And Peyton Moore easily fields it and steps on the bag unassisted. Ground out to three. That'll bring up Jordan Trudell. She ground out to second. To lead things off in the second. Also batting from the left-handed position. Hayes delivers. That's going to be hit right back to Rio, who has trouble gathering it back in and was unable to track it. I'm going to credit that as an infield single, as it wasn't really a misplay on Rio's part. So one down and one on with Trudell on at first, and that'll bring up Raylan Weld. Weld is 1-for-1. She singled and scored in the first, and she walked and scored in the second. As Hayes, though, delivers strike one. And Rio suddenly delivering more confidently here in the third. The 0-1 pitch on the way to the catcher offers a bunt. And then pulls away as the fastball drifts to the left, 1-1. Yeah, we had a challenge saying that she perhaps could have had offered, but even the first base umpire said no, she pulled back. So the 1-1 pitch on the way, that is a bunt, man, ends up going fouled straight back. That was a bad bunt place. That was a good pitch to bunt, but she wasn't able to handle it, making it 0-2. No, it's got to be 1-2. Yeah, it is 1-2. You had it right. So 1-2 to Raylan Weld. Here she comes. Fastball looking. Strike three called. Sit down. Raylan Weld strikes out. That'll bring up Caroline Cole. Caroline Cole has singled and been hit by a pitch. So she's been on and scored both times. Two down, one man on here in the third. Hayes puts that on the outside part of the plate, 0-1. Rio Mutt settled down here now in the third. Struggled some in the first and second in relief of Anna Ortega. Now she seems to be putting it together here in the third, the 0-1 pitch. That gets bowled in. 1-1. Shade's starting to lengthen a little bit. When we started, we were in the sun. Now the shade's starting to manifest. 1-1. High changeup. 2-1. Yeah. Hayes stepping back in, toeing the rubber. Cole now stepping back in. Strike three, yes, no. Yeah, fine. Strike two, I beg your pardon. It sure looked like a strike, and you almost have to wait 3 seconds for the umpire to signal. 2-2. I was confused on the count. Hayes loved nothing better than having another strikeout here. The 2-2 pitch, chopped up the first base line. It's going to be very, very tough to play. End up tossing it second, who ends up covering it. And it'll be a 1-4 put out at first. No runs, one hit. No errors, one man left. And we go to the bottom of the third with College Place trailing Alma 7-0. We'll be back with that bottom of the third. You're listening to College Place Playoff Softball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays, a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Ashton Wells in a hurry throws ball one to Peyton Moore, and then the 1-0 pitch. Moore is going to slap between second and short for a leadoff base hit to open up festivities in the third. So, the no-hitter is gone. The perfecto is gone. Peyton Moore, who's had an excellent tournament, gets a leadoff base hit, and that'll bring up Addie Svillage. Svillage batting from the right side. Sees a fastball come in for strike one. Svillage should be followed by Layla Ton and Grayson Ton. If we get that far. Svillage. Oh, one pitch. High fastball, swing and a miss. That was ball one right there. Svillage now down 0-2. Faces Ashton Wells. Swing and a miss and an off-speed pitch. Three pitches, and Svillage is going to strike out. So that'll bring up Layla Ton. Layla Ton got things going in the third inning against Cedar Park Christian with a swinging bunt single that might have traveled all of 10 feet away from home plate. Beat it out, and then the fireworks were on. Then ended up having a loading the bases, getting scored on a wild pitch, and then Carly Ray hitting a three-run home run. First pitch is a ball. The 1-0 pitch is going to be bowled in there. 2-0. And again, Layla would be well advised to wait for Ashton Wells to throw strikes. As Wells had a tendency to be low here this afternoon. 7-0. You still can't chip away at that. Oh, man, she turned on that strike too hard. Line down the left field line, foul. Holy cow, did she get the barrel on that? But as it is, just a loud strike. 2-1. So 2-1 pitch now on the way to Layla Ton. Oh, swing and a miss at ball three. That was that low pitch again. You almost wonder if that's what Ashton Wells relies upon. And then Layla rips something off of her shoe that was bugging her. Let's see if this makes a difference. 2-2 to Layla Ton now on the way. That's going to be outside. Off speed that just got held on too long by Ashton Wells. So full count now to Layla Ton. One man on. One down. Here's 3-2. That's going to be low. And Layla Ton throws a one out base on balls. That'll bring it for Sister Grayson. She struck out in the first. but did she punish Cedar Park Christian with four ribbies? She'll step in batting left-handed. And Ashton Weld with two men on now will deliver, and it's got that swinging look that dribbles past first base, and that's going to juice the bases. That eight-year-old look of Grace Linton. We got the bases loaded with one down. That'll bring up Charlie Amick, who also struck out in the first. Charlie's still looking for her first hit of the tournament, and this would be a great time for her to deliver. But she's choking up a bit, and she takes that first pitch low, 1-0. Again, you got to make Ashton Weld throw strikes. So Charlie looking in as Ashton now will deal. That's going to be high ball two. 2-0. So Charlie stepping out, now stepping back in as Ashton Weld now toes the rubber. She's going to look in. Now hunkers down, now delivers 2-0. That's going to be high 3-0. And there's no place to put her. And her sister, Raylan, goes, come on, just settle down. You've got this shortstop coming in to try and encourage Ashlyn. And yeah, maybe a little bit of patience at the plate might pay off here. Let's see what Charlie does on 3-0. Here she comes. Oh, called strike. And Charlie was on her way to first base, and I thought that's a little bit overconfident. As Ashlyn delivers 3-1. So now the 3-1 pitch on the way to Charlie Amick. Here she comes. That's going to be chopped at the plate. That was low. That was ball four right there. That was your ribby, Charlie. As it is, now we fill the count at 3-2. So Charlie, with a little bit of that outright stance, is going to rip that ball down the left field line. Foul. She got in front of a changeup. Too far in front of it. Got good barrel on it, but knocked it out of play. Ashton Well now leaning in with a 3-2 pitch. No place to put her. That's high, and Charlie Amick's going to get her RBI. She draws a bases loaded walk. And that'll push Peyton Moore across the plate. That'll bring up Carly Ray. Carly struck out looking in the first, but she's had a pretty good tournament so far, and with the bases juiced, to see if she can do any damage. Fastball, low strike, 0-1. Carly probably going to watch and see what Ashton has to offer here, even at 0-1. The 0-1 pitch on the way to Carly, way high. 2-0, they're going to go back to third. Oh, and they got her. They caught Grace Linton napping, and they're going to knock her out 2-5. So two down now in the third. And Carly is going to slap that ball foul. 0-2. Got to credit Raylan Weld. She saw Grace Linton leading off too far and picked her off. That was a good throw. 0-2 to Grace Linton. The board says 0-1. And she's going to rip that right at the third baseman. On one bounce, she then puts it to the first baseman. And that'll be the end of that. But the Lady Hawks do draw some damage. One run on two hits. No errors and two men left. We go to the top of the fourth, and Lady Hawks trail Elma 7-1. We'll be back with the fourth. You're listening to Lady Hawks Softball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Rio Hayes to face Ashton Weld, Aubrey Simmons, and Tana Monroe here in the top of the fourth. Ashton Weld is 0 for 1. She flew up to center, got a base on balls, and scored in the second. And Hayes' first pitch is going to be lofted into center field, and Grayson Tom's going to settle underneath it and put it away. One pitch, one down. It's the second time Ashton Wells flown out to Grayson Ton in center. That'll bring up Aubrey Simmons. Simmons technically hasn't been to bat, though she's reached twice. She reached on an E5 in the first, walked in the second, and scored in the second. Hayes leaning back and dealing. That is going to be lofted into left field, and it's going to go all the way to the wall. Going to be have to be played on one bounce as Simmons will coast into second base with a stand-up one-out double. It just went over the head of Layla Tan, who played it off the fence smartly, but not before Simmons easily coasts into second base. That'll bring up Kenna Monroe. Monroe is 0 for 2. No, I take that back. She's 1 for 2. She got a single in the first and scored, and then got a 5-3 fielder's choice for a run batted in the second. Hayes' first pitch is high and outside for a ball as Monroe is offering a bunt, and the second pitch is going to be right down Main Street, 1-1. So Monroe will step back in, and she looks to offer. And then as Hayes delivers, she's going to pull back. And the pitch is low, 2-1. Simmons cheating off of second, but it doesn't look to be too serious about taking third as Hayes steps in and toes the runner. And again, we've got the bunt offered, pulled back, and instead the bunt is going to be offered, and it's a beauty. It is going to be fielded by Hayes, who then goes to first. And the runner advances to third on the sacrifice. That'll put Simmons at third base with two down, and that'll bring us up Lindsay Bednarik. And Bednarik is 2 for 2. She has a double and a ribby in the first, and a single and a ribby in the second. First pitch swing and a miss. As Hayes just blew it right past her. Bednarik waiting for the 0-1, and here she comes swinging, and that's going to be chopped to the short. Ray plays it on one hop and rifles first for the out, and that will take care of that. Come away unscathed, no runs on one hit, no errors, and one man left. We go to the bottom of the fourth, and the Lady Hawks trailing Elma 7-1. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk Softball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
There's plenty of hardware to be found at L&G Ranch Supply True Value, but you'll also find premium dog food from Science Diet and Diamond Natural at L&G. Plus, the finest livestock feed is flying off the shelves at L&G. Payback Feed from CHS provides the consistency, safety, and assurance you need for your livestock. And as a Wilbur Ellis outlet, L&G Ranch Supply also carries the finest crop protection and plant nutrition products available. L&G Ranch Supply True Value, 2930 East Isaacs, Walla Walla. As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Aubrey Shield leading off. Swings at the first pitch she offered. Skies it into right field. And the right fielder can't quite bring it in. And we end up getting a pitch beyond her. And Shield fakes going to third. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to credit that as a two-base error on the right fielder. Going to get E9 and two-base error. So, once again, the Lady Hawks have a man on second to open festivities for a given evening, and that'll bring up Anna Ortega. She ground out to the pitcher in the second inning, and she takes the first pitch on the outside part of the plate, 0-1. Ortega ended up pulling herself from the mound because she got hit in the sixth inning against Cedar Park Christian, and that's still feeling a little bit tender as Ashton Wells' 0-1 offering is low, 1-1. Still maintain we might get somewhere by making Wells just keep throwing because she does struggle a little bit with the strike zone, 1-1 pitch. That is going to be, well, one pit, one hop right back to the pitcher who looks second, but the runner had gone, so then she goes to first. So, once again, Ortega is out 1-3. We'll call that a sacrifice as that sends Aubrey Shield to third base with one down to go, and that'll bring up Rio Hayes. Rio lined out to first base. And this ball, she cracks into shallow center field, and it's going to drop. It fell into no man's land, and that will bring home Aubrey Shield. She ends up bringing a run with the Texas League RBI single by Rio Hayes. It'll bring up Peyton Moore. And I'll tell you, Moore's been ripping the cover off the ball. She was 2-for-2, 2-for-3 against Royals. She was 2-for-3 against Cedar Park Christian. She's 1-for-1 today. And the first pitch is an outside strike, 0-1. One in, one down here in the fourth for the Lady Hawks, 7-2. Elma, as Moore turns on an off-speed pitch and grounds a foul down the first baseline, 0-2. Lady Hawks just keep things under control, keep chipping away. This game is necessarily out of hand. The 0-2 pitch on the way to Peyton Moore, fouled straight back. Got a late swing on that, just got enough to stay alive. So Moore stepping in again, lefty versus righty, and Weld with the 0-2, that bowled that in, make it 1-2, and Hayes faking like she's going to go, and made Raylan Weld come up out of a crouch, but said, no, nothing happened. 1-2 now to Peyton Moore, and the 1-2 pitch on the way from Ashton Weld, that's going to be a strike on the outside part of the plate, and she strikes out looking. Rats. Fourth strikeout for Ashton Moore. That will bring up Patty Svillage. Svillage struck out swinging in the third inning, and she's going to loft that into shallow center field. Nope. Shortstop manages to settle underneath it and puts it away. So we have a pop out sixth, and the fourth comes to an end. But the Lady Hawks do a bit of damage. One run on, one hit, and one man left. Go to the top of the fifth, and the Lady Hawks trail Elma 7-2. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawks Softball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only independent train dealer. It's hard to stop a train because train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several Best of the Best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So Rio Hayes will face the bottom of the order here on the top of the fifth, and Sophie Jones, Chloe Donay, and Jordan Trudell. Sophie Jones technically is 0 for 1. She reached on an E6 in the first and ground out to third in the second as Hayes' first pitch is outside, makes Village reach for it. 1-0. Hayes quickly toe on the rubber, and the 1-0 pitch, swing and a pop straight back against the backstop. 1-1. So Hayes now to Jones with a 1-1 pitch, swing, and that's lofted into right center field, and that's going to drop for a base hit. And she's going to be held to a single. Get a leadoff single to Jones. That'll bring up Chloe Donay, who is 0 for 2. She struck out in the first and popped out to first base in the third. Donay batting from the left. Steps in against Hayes. Hayes leans back and delivers, and that's going to be tipped past the pitcher and then through the hole between second base and the second baseman. It is sufficiently shallow that Jones is going to have to hold at second, but two consecutive base hits. You got two men on for Jordan Trudell, who is 1 for 2. She ground out to second in the second and then singled in the third to no account. Hayes puts a bowler pitch in there, 1-0. Trudell also batting left-handed. Wait. Now facing Hayes, and here she goes. That's going to be an off-speed pitch. Yeah, nice changeup that just arced in there, 1-1. That looked like a high fastball, but it had a lot of speed taken off of it, and it just dropped down into the zone. 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball on the outside, 2-1. Ball strike indicator sometimes doesn't keep up, but yeah, I had it right, and it is 2-1. Bear with me now. 2-1 to Trudell. Here she comes, swing and a chopper to second, and it's going to end up being booted by Charlie Hennick, and she then ends up throwing home, but not in time to get Sophie Jones, who ends up making it home. So we're going to credit Jordan Trudell with an infield single and an RBI, and that will make it 8-2. And once again, with men on first and second, three straight singles, and yet nobody out here in the top of the fifth for Raylan Weld. And Weld takes a pitch outside, 1-0. Weld is 1 for 2. She had a single in the first, a base on balls in the second, and struck out looking in the third. And off-speed pitch is going to be fouled behind everybody. I'm telling you, one of these days, someone in this common area is going to get clonked. I haven't seen it yet, but it's had to have happened at some point. 1-1 to Raylan Weld, the catcher of the Battery Mate Sisters. And the 1-1 pitch is a late swing on a low changeup, 1-2. Rio Hayes ahead of Raylan Weld. Caroline Cole on deck. And the 1-2 pitch on the way now. Bowls it in there. 2-2. I will freely confess. I mean, I'll steal stuff from other announcers. I actually used Fly Away for a home run in an earlier game. But as 2-2 pitch is going to be slapped into center field for a base hit. And that is going to bring a run home as we now, with the throw coming in, have men on second and third as Chloe Donay will score on an RBI single by Raylan Wells. And then advancing on the throw. So Wells 2 for 2, and Hayes has given up now 4 hits. And facing Caroline Cole. Cole is 1 for 2. She singled and scored on a wild pitch. She ground out to the pitcher in the third and was hit by a pitch in the second. Two runs in so far as Hayes deals and stitches a strike. That Cole just stares in, making it 1-1. 4 straight singles, 2 runs on 4 hits. Nobody out yet here in the fifth. The 0-2 pitch on the way up. It's going to be chopped, and the third baseman manages to knock it down. But the man on third is able to score, and we credit an infield single as Jordan Trudell will end up scoring. Credit Caroline Cole with an infield single. So now it's 5 straight hits. And we have got 3 runs in. Now on 5 hits here in the fifth. And Rio Hayes throwing strikes. The problem is they're just dinking them and dacking them into play. That'll bring up Ashton Weld, the pitcher. She's 0 for 2. She's flown out to center twice. This time, however, she skies it into the gap in left center field. It's going to be off the fence. Layla Ton is going to have to play it on a bounce, and 2 runs are going to score. On a 2-run double by Ashton Weld. As Raylan Weld and Jordan Trudell will score. And it's 6 straight hits, including a double off Rio Hayes. And it may be Rio till we die. We got 5 runs now. 5 runs on 6 hits. And we still have a man on second. I'll tell you what, Rio's out there just looking unflappable. She's just, okay, whatever. This is what's happening. We're going to ride or die as Aubrey Simmons will step in. As she is 1 for 2. Actually, she's 1 for 1. She reached on an E5 in the first. She got a base on balls and RBI in the second, and she had a double in the fourth. And the first offering is swung and foul straight back, 0-1. The 0-1 pitch now on the way to Simmons is also going to be fouled straight back. This one out of play. And you hear heads. Still nobody out. 6 straight hits given up by Rio Hayes. But she's up 0-2 on Aubrey Simmons as she leans back and deals. Fastball high and outside, 1-2. So Hayes now will step back up. And we got a man on second in Ashton Weld. And the 2-2 pitch is going to be skied out of play down the right field line. Simmons refusing to go quietly into that good night. Still down 1-2. Hayes leans back and bowls it past the pitcher. And that will send Ashton Weld skittering to third base on a wild pitch. So we've got 5 runs in here in the fifth on 6 straight hits. Still nobody down. Aubrey Simmons up there now with a 2-2 count. And that's going to be chopped foul right into the College Place dugout. And, boy, it was like someone gave him a hot foot in there. That's the second time I've seen a foul ball go ripping into the opposing dugout, into the dugout. Foul ball was, I'll tell you what, somebody ripped one into Cedar Park Christian's dugout. And, I mean, it was a missile. And they just kind of looked at it. The 2-2 pitch is rocked into left center field. Oh, my goodness. And it will fly away. Aubrey Simmons now with a two-run home run. And it is seven straight. Seven runs on seven hits so far and nobody out. And Layla Tan crashed into the wall and the umpire wants her looked at. It is now seven runs as coach going to go back and look at Layla. And Layla trying to wave people off as the field umpire went back out to check on her. And coach trying to wave them off. And that's the third home run I've seen today. Leadoff home run against Cedar Park Christian, but then Carly Ray had her way with a three-run home run in the third against Cedar Park to kind of put the game out of hand. But now we have Aubrey Simmons delivering a two-run jack, and it's 14-2 Elma. And sadly, it looks like the rout is on. College Place, if things continue the way they do, will have to be satisfied with fourth place. As Kenna Monroe will now step out. Monroe is technically 2-for-3. She has ground to short, she's ground to third, and she's ground out to the pitcher. Grounding out to the pitcher, that was a sacrifice. But she does have two RBIs. And the first pitch is going to be high, ball one. The 1-0 pitch on the way. Fastball swung on and fouled out of play down the right field line. 1-1. Still nobody out here in the fifth. And off-speed pitch just dribbles to the plate. I don't know. I think Rio was second-guessing that pitch as she was releasing it, making it 2-1. Monroe waiting for the 2-1 pitch. Fastball is going to be bowled in there, 3-1. And Rio struggling with control in the first and second inning. Now she's throwing strikes. The problem is they're hitting all of them. As the 3-1 pitch is on the way, that's going to be swung on and skied into center field. And Grace Lantan is going to come running on and make a running basket catch. Finally get the first out of the inning as Kenna Monroe flies out to center field. That'll bring up Lindsay Bednarek. Bednarek is 1-for-3. She has, no, I take it back, she's 2-for-3. She's singled in the first and the second. First pitch is going to be a low fastball, 1-0. One down, seven runs in on seven hits here in the fifth inning. That ball's tattooed into the gap in right center field, but Aubrey Shield is able to track it down. It held up just long enough for her to track underneath it. So Bednarek will fly out to 9, and that'll bring Sophie Jones up for the second time. She singled and scored to start the festivities here in this inning. And the opening pitch to her is fouled straight back. I had to flinch at that one for just a second. Look, I was heading for my face. These backstops get a workout. 0-1 to Jones. Rio swinging, dealing. Fastball, low strike, 0-2. So Hayes trying to get out of what's been a nightmare of an inning. The 0-2 pitch is going to be low, 1-2. Hayes, I'm not showing any sign of down out there. She's just, I'm going to take care of business. The 1-2 pitch, though, again, is bowled in 2-2. Something like that picture for Cedar Park Christian. Saunders was just grouchy on there, and she's going to end up punching out Jones to put it into an inning, but not before we get a nightmare of an inning. Seven runs on seven hits. No men are left, and we go to the bottom of the fifth, and the Lady Hawks trailing big against Elma here in this consolation final, 14-2. We'll be back with the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to College Play Softball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family. Reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Lady Hawks going to send Layla Ton, Grayson Ton, and Charlie Amick up against Grayson Weld. Layla will start things off. She walked in her only appearance in the third inning and scored a run on Charlie Amick base on balls. Is that right? I must have missed somebody in there somewhere. Or no, it was Peyton Moore that scored. That's right. Yeah. Layla did not score. And she's up there chatting away with fans. They're having a good old time. Big smile on her face. As we got a change in the fielding going on right now. Elma's made some type of adjustment. See if we can. Yep, I was unable to make sense of what that was, so we will just deal with it as it comes along. So now Layla will step to the plate. And now we have another. The umpire is simply advising the College Place bench of what's going on. Now we're ready to go. Layla Town ready to step in there. This is, yeah, let's go. Let's do this. On bottom of the fifth, unfortunately, trail 14-2. We were trailing 7-2 and then had just a nightmare of an inning. As Well throws an outside ball, but Layla Town's going to swing through it for strike one. So Layla's stepping back in, and the 0-1 pitch now on the way from Weld. Swing and a miss. It might arguably both have been balls, but I'm not the batter. And if I was the batter, I'd be having a terrible time. Hand-eye coordination at my age? No. The 2-0 pitch, that is an off-speed pitch, is definitely outside 1-2. And I could see that the minute it left her hand. Now the 1-2 pitch on the way to Layla. Swung on and fouled out of play down the right field line. So the 1-2 pitch on the way now. Well, here she comes to Layla. Swing and a late swing and a little weak foul down the third baseline. Out of play. Well, on the field. But there's no way anyone was getting to that. 1-2. That cheering you heard right there, that was College Place bench. They're still into it. Despite trailing 14-2. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Yeah, dead caller out. I was going to say that looked like it could have been a low strike, and sure enough, it was. Layla Ton's going to strike out looking. That'll bring up Graceland Ton. And Graceland is 1-for-2. She struck out in the first and singled in third. And she then got out and she got thrown out, cheating too far off third. Yeah, but she's going to knock this one into left center field. That's going to end up being cut off by the center fielder as Grayson's going to take a wide turn with that Ichiro swing of hers. And she goes 2 for 3. That'll bring up Charlie Amick. Still trying to find her first hit. She did get an RBI. She drew a bases-loaded walk in the third inning. Pushing ahead our first run as Ashton Weld looks in and deals. And that's going to be a bunt straight up to Weld. She then goes to first for one, and that will advance Graceland. So we'll credit Charlie with a 1-3 sacrifice. So with two down, that'll bring up Carly Ray. And you're thinking, why are you bunting with one down? Well, when you got Carly Ray in your lineup, that ain't necessarily bad strategy. Carly went yard against Cedar Park Christian for a 3-run home run to start to put things out of reach for the Eagles. And she kind of offers a half swing, and they're going to say she went. And Carly can't quite believe it, and I was going, oh, yeah, don't appeal. You appeal. We lost the appeal. Yep, 0-1. So Carly looking for 0-1, and again she thinks about offering, and this time she does pull back and make it 1-1. Graceland cheating off there. Now the 1-1 pitch is going to be outside, 2-1. Carly, second fastest swing I've seen so far. Now waiting for the 2-1 pitch, and here she comes. That's going to be low, 3-1. And Grayson keep cheating off second, and she makes Raylan Weld have to keep looking. If nothing else, she's making Raylan's cortisol spike a little bit as we get for the 3-1 pitch. Oh, swing and a miss. Roll fastball, and Carly just missed it. Straight up missed that one. Full count, 3-2. Two down, one man on here in the bottom of the fifth. And here comes the 3-2 pitch. Fouled straight back. That was another one of those look out, it's coming for you, foul balls. So we got a full count again on the redhead. Carly waiting. Ashland now set, toe on the rubber. Leans down, leans back, spins, fires, ball 4. And Carly gets on base again with a 2-out walk. That'll bring up Audrey Shield. And Shield is technically 0-for-1. She's flown out to center and reached on an error on the right fielder. That was a two-base error in the fourth. That first pitch is going to be one bounce right back to Will. And that will put an end to things. 1-3 ground out, and the 10-run rule comes into play. The Lady Hawks fall to Elma 14-2 as their season will come to an end. We'll be back with totals when we return here from Richland. You're listening to College Play Softball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
People often ask how to avoid dog bites. First, never approach a strange dog, especially one that's tied up, behind a fence, or in a car. Don't pet a dog without letting them see and sniff you first. Never run away from a dog. Dogs naturally chase and catch fleeing prey. Don't surprise a dog that is sleeping, eating, chewing a toy, or caring for puppies. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So the Hawks put the hurt on Cedar Park Christian 15-3, but then Elma returns the favor to them in the consolation final to the tune of 14-2. Elma, 14 runs on 14 hits and one error. The Lady Hawks, 2 runs on 5 hits and 3 errors. I think your losing pitcher is going to be Rio Hayes. Then the Lady Hawks season finishes, however. They're going to finish 4th in state and with a record of 24-4. And perhaps more importantly, they're going to return a fair number of these players next year. Carly Ray, leading hitter, is going to be back. And Ortega, I mean, the workhorse pitcher, is going to be back. So you can probably count on the Lady Hawks making a deep run again next year and hopefully seeing them again in the state championships. I personally want to thank once again Rod Fazzari in particular for his patience with my foibles yesterday, as well as giving me a chance to cover today and perhaps redeem ourselves and get a chance to call a really exciting game against Cedar Park Christian. And certainly the final against Elma isn't what we'd hoped for, but it's always a treat to be able to cover College Place Athletics and see the girls do as well as they did this year. So congratulations once again to the College Place Hawks and finishing fourth, finishing the season at 24-4, even if the final game at a 14-2 against Elma wasn't quite what we were hoping for. That will do it from the Richland Playfields. You've been listening to College Place Playoff Softball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks Softball on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.